Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today. Hey, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I am stepping in today as your host. I'm Michelle Berquist, and with me, we're going to be talking today about moving forward together. And one of my absolute favorite words in the world is collaboration. So I can't wait to talk about this, but I'm stepping in as the host today only because John Burroughs, who is the senior mortgage consultant at Skyline Home Loans, is usually your host today for financial fitness. So we have turned the tables, and John, say hello to all of our listeners.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. I hope you can hear me well. Are we good? Well connected?
We are well connected today, and we are collaborating.
Oh,
that's what we're doing. That's what we're going to talk about. I think it's one of my favorite words in the business world because, you know, why don't more people collaborate? They talk about referrals. They talk about introductions, and yet collaboration is something that is just really special in business. And I kind of want to hear your thoughts because you are the master now of this huge collaboration you are putting together. Can you share with our listeners?
Oh, absolutely. I will indeed. I also want to put a word in for my co-host partner, Rebecca Ross, is off managing our Hawaii properties this week. So, gee, tough job, but somebody's got to do it, right? So she would be right here with us collaborating. But I think, Michelle, the thing I like most about that word, and you put it really well, we talk about networking and referrals and things of that nature, but I think collaboration is taking it one big step forward from that point. Now, let me explain. I just got out literally about an hour ago from a collaboration, a group we have put together, and I say we, I'm talking about other Connected Women of Influence members like myself and Rebecca, and we looked at who some of our members were, and we kept thinking, well, you know, referrals are one thing, but what if we get a little bit more proactive and say we see a common need out in the community, and we've got all this wealth of information, and I'll get specific here in a second, but why don't we start forming the group and start answering the questions? We know they're out there and being asked, but answer the questions to the consumers in the community to obviously help them, but to boost our business collectively. So what we did is we formed a collaboration of professionals here in San Diego County from a whole myriad of different professional backgrounds. Now, I'm in real estate and finance, but and there, it'll make sense in a second, but there's a lot of course, statistics out there. And unfortunately, we're dealing with the subject of divorce within our group. So we named our group Change Happens, because that's what it does. And statistically, 46% of our listing audience are either contemplating in the middle of or will be divorced at some time. And that's the first time divorce, unfortunate stats for the United States. So we reached out to mortgage bankers and brokers like myself with divorce specialty designations. Realtors have special divorce designations and training, credit and debt specialists, family law mediators, estate planning attorneys, bankruptcy attorneys, family therapists, nonprofits that deal with the counseling and the help of children involved in conflicting situations, financial planners that I didn't even know there were special designations for them, and parenting workshops. And so you can see where I'm going on and on and on, even dealing with issues of domestic violence or bankruptcies or, you know, how do you go through the process? And most people have no idea when they hit this unfortunate bump in the road.
And John, I have a question on that because you know, go back a second because you know when you think about like you and how much you know we want to work by referral and you know I think collaboration is such a nicer word than just getting referrals, right? Which I think very transactional. But how did you go about deciding who the types of professionals were that you are collaborating with? Like what was the kind of like mind thinking or process to kind of say these are the types of people we want to put together that fit you to collaborate with?
Well, you know, and it really started growing organically, and it was a combination of everybody sitting down. And mind you, we're talking about a group of three or four people initially. We said, this is a good idea. So we actually went, you know, we're not, this isn't new to anybody nationwide. This has been going on forever. But we looked at groups that were looking to have us join as a membership, a pay-to-play type of situation. And we attended their workshops, either as somebody contemplating a divorce and also as professionals. So we saw, what are they doing out there, and how can we differentiate ourselves? And so how we chose this was literally sitting down with the few of us we met, made a list, kind of thought it through, found that good core group of the folks we knew we had to have. And our first organized meeting was all of eight or nine people. And we literally went around the table and picked everybody's brains. Just today, three categories popped up in our second major meeting that I had never thought of. And I thought, oh, that makes perfect sense. So the collaboration is all of our minds coming together. It isn't anybody just leading the group. You know, sure, there's those that come to the forefront. Our good friend and CWI member that you know well, Karen Zulo, was probably the biggest instigator of getting things down on paper and organizing. But we've all tossed it in there. And so today, I think this group got a real foothold in where we're going forward. And so now we're starting off with both professional and also with family workshops that we'll be holding starting in September. And we'll go two workshops a month, and we're going to put it out there on radio by virtue of this show right here. If there are San Diego members, and certainly we'll give them contact info. But it's such hardcore, rock-solid information coming from all these levels. And everybody is putting their input in. We are encouraging that very, very strongly.
I love it. And, when you guys were having your meetings, like I think this is good for any of our listeners that can go, you know, I'm a professional. I want to surround myself with people that, you know, I could collaborate with. Like what kind of suggestions would you give to our listeners of how they need to craft their list of people? Like how would you suggest others, if they're looking to do what you've done of some sort of a collaborative group, what would you tell them to do? Like who are the people you would define, you know, that go on that short list?
Well, I mean, I think the most important thing is there has to be a catalyst, you know, because change happens, obviously. It's what happens when we're making other plans. We get these little hurdles thrown at us in lifetime. You know that,
so true.
And I certainly do.
Right.
And I think it's really finding that those people who are going to lead and be able to look for a strong group or core that are ambitious about whatever project it is. And I really, my stress is not so much about our group. It's about the idea from a little idea with just a few people sitting around having coffee one day. And then realizing, oh, my goodness, I have so much more I could hand to you. Sure, I can give you a one-off referral. But what if we collectively get together and go out there where the business is? It's not just us business to business, B2B, but going out to the general public as a group. Now, I'll bet if you look down the list of all of your membership and looked at all the different categories of professionalism that are in there, you could probably in 5 minutes pick out three or four lines of work where you complement each other. And here's one of the other things I thought was interesting. We didn't even limit it to like, you know, hey, I'm the banker and you're this person, you're that person. We actually said we want two to three of each category. And if we're going to be active in either doing broadcasting or advertising, or in our case, public workshops, we're being very proactive about it. We want different opinions, different personalities interact with the public differently. So be diverse. You don't have to be exclusive. And I would say be very, very aware of who you're inviting in, because we're very adamant. One of the things we discussed and emphasized quite a bit was, you know, be cautious and selective about who those folks are that you're going to invite into that very close inner circle. Because we are, you know, going back and forth with referrals, and we're here to help each other. So find those categories. If you're, I'm going to make some, pull something off the top of my head. What if you own a floral business? That's your special floral design. Well, who, you know, do you cooperate with? So if you're just out doing it on your own, but what about that event planner? What about the funeral home operator? Or what about, you know, you see where I'm going with this. Well, find those groups where you interact and work with it, and don't be afraid to speak up and say something about it. Be that catalyst, I think, and be proud about it and be bold. I think that's the real key, you know. And that's what started as a little idea, and in a matter, I kid you not, this started in April. What are we, July right now?
You guys have moved
already,
fast. I mean, you really put it together
quickly.
Fast.
Yeah, and that was a direct result of everybody owning the responsibility to proactively grow and help each other.
So how did you guys land on to do education and, you know, let's call it, you know, learning? I mean, because you guys are focused on workshops that are different. Like, how did you kind of find a unique bent maybe on what was out there? Did just opinions or... was there a magic process to this that our listeners would want to know about collaborating in business?
No, and actually, I'm going to admit it. It's not that we're really brilliant. We copied somebody else's model. How about that?
Well, there's the answer. Okay, so, you know what it's called?
Well,
it's called R&D. R&D, Robin Duplicate. That's what it's called.
Yes, Robin Duplicate. And it's the sincerest form of a compliment. You know,
exactly.
To emulate somebody else. So we looked out there and saw these companies. But what we realized in going and checking out these other groups, that some of them are so big, and I kid you not, we're calling it collaboration because we do not want to make this a sinkhole for money either. And we're not looking to make a profit or, you know. So what we're doing is covering the costs individually, but we're sharing the information. It costs the consumer next to nothing, and the education part is what leads to the trust. And then when somebody trusts you, knows you, and likes you, what happens after that?
You know? Then they do business with you, or they refer you. It's all good.
Exactly. And I think the education is, and that's a very, our situation's a very difficult time in people's lives. I have other specialties that deal with, you know, death and things of that nature. I don't want to go down that road, but, you know, helping people in a time of sincere need and stress, the last thing they need is finding out they did something incorrect or didn't approach it properly or made a mistake that they might regret 6 months or 6 years down the road. Because let's face it, it is a really big deal in somebody's life. So take that perspective as a business woman, business owner, and go, where do I fit into the community? What's my niche that I can expand upon? And who are my allies in this that we can cooperatively collaborate on? And by the way, we're a resource, too, for picking our brains. We have absolutely no problem whatsoever sharing some of the things that we did. We have some excellent guidelines for membership, what we expect from people, what we expect from ourselves. And so, again, taking that level of referral to a whole different genre of going out there very, very actively, and it's out of the box. How many groups do you know out there talking to the public like this and say, hey, here's help. You need help. Here's free advice. You know,
love it. Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, you hold yourself up to a higher standard.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, this is, but it's so great because it's like you've got these people together that, you know, everybody's kind of like moving in the same progressive fashion, but supporting one another, right? And everybody benefits from that. I like that whole MO and model. And you're right, it's not rocket science because it's been done before, but how great is it for you? Have you guys had any results then? I mean, you started this in April. Is it starting to produce results, or are you guys still kind of getting things going?
Well, I'm going to give you one bit of painfully honest advice. This broadcast is the first time that I've put it out there in a public format because we wanted to make sure we did it right from the get-go. Ironically, since these discussions have started happening since April, even though we haven't announced it to the public as of yet, that will go off in a big way in San Diego on live radio broadcasting for 2-hour shows next week that I host weekly. And that'll be our first announcement to the public of the starting date of our first workshop for families. And the irony is that just word of mouth, we were able to help 4 individuals or families just in the last couple of months with referrals to solve some serious problems. Example, I was at a workshop a couple of weekends ago. A good friend of mine, Kevin, came up to me and said, my sister has a real issue. There's a divorce going on. She's got a problem, and she doesn't have the wherewithal or funds right now to go hire somebody. Do you have somebody refer her to for just simple information? And I said, you bet I do. And within 2 days, she was on the phone with a group, one of our group leaders, a high-profile mediator in San Diego, and she had, you know, 45-minute consultation with him. Cost her nothing. It eased her angst. She was able to leave town this week on her planned family vacation, you know. And the problem was solved within a couple of days with a simple referral phone call. So examples like that. And there have been 4 families that have benefited, and we're not even in business yet, so to speak.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
I want to talk a little bit about you in our time, because I know we've got limited time here. But, you know, you have been in the mortgage industry a long time. I'm kind of curious, you know, for you, it's like this, should I not have said that? Old? Is that what I said?
In our meeting today, they want us to give a quick, who are you, what's your name, how long have you been in the business, and tell us something unique about yourself. So I had to think about it as we were around the table, and I had this down. So I have been in the mortgage banking doing lending of every kind of specialty, senior, you name it, I do it, for 36 years, 1 month, and 1 day, exactly.
Ooh, you got it down.
Yeah.
How many hours?
I figured it
and
out.
And how many hours? That needs to be.
Well, I don't know what time of day is it. So let's see. I got up at 6:30. So I don't know until right now. How about that?
I love that. Well, and I want you to talk about you know, not the deal, but it's like I know that you have gone out there, and I want all our members to know that Skyline Home Loans has wonderfully come on board, as you know, now for over a year, to be our chairman level sponsor and Connected Women of Influence. And you do such great things when you say that it's not just a mortgage deal to you. I mean, talk a little bit about, you know, the way you approach creative deals, because not every deal is like easy peasy in the process. And I think you've always said that. And then you, as I understand it, closed a pretty nice deal a few months ago where it was really some creative thinking and how you put all the dots together to make the deal work. I mean, that's what I think is amazing that sets you apart. How did you learn to do that? And can you share anything that our listeners might love about what sets you apart and makes you unique as a mortgage lender?
Well, how I learned it was coming to work for 36 years, 1 month and 1 day, showing up and having really, really good mentors and being selective about who I work for. This is a job that a lot of people will move around and jump around in. It's ironic, but I started with one employer, worked for her for 25 years straight. And she will be one of our guests on one of our shows soon. And to watch where she went from, you know, small town Sioux Falls, South Dakota, to owning a major corporation nationally doing $4 billion a year in sales. So there's a success story right there. And we'll get to that soon. But I think it was, and then when that company folded, when it did, unfortunately, during the meltdown of 08, 09, picking and choosing who I went to work for. So I went out and selected who is running this company. Who do I wish to emulate? Who's got the best reputation? And it wasn't about the money. I could have paid a lot more than where I decided to land. But what I wanted was, who's going to be around another 10 or 15 years or longer that, number one, has integrity? So I think that's what really helped me get where I'm going. And then being open to new ideas and not afraid to jump in and try something. You know, not everything's for everybody. All programs are not the same. But when it comes to the creativity side, I think it was being open to listening to the needs of other people. Good example, 8 years ago, a call from my own estate planning attorney and friend who said, I need to do ABC. And I said, well, I think you can, but I don't know how. Let me get back to you. So then you just do your homework. And I found out, dig in, roll up your sleeve, talk to the people who know, and realize, oh, my goodness, we can do ABC. And there's rules and regulations that take an out-of-the-box difficult situation. It had to do with inherited properties, but by following the rules and working with the county of San Diego, we accomplished it, and then suddenly the light bulb went on, and I went, there's nobody doing this. And I learned something, and then I've spent 8 years fine-tuning and honing that tool. So there, once again, don't be afraid to think outside the box was the biggie. And then I found the more challenging the deal was, the more appreciative the clients were, in particular, the referral source. So the client's the client, yeah, but the referral came from the attorney who turned into two attorneys, who turned into 20 attorneys. And I am now a member of Probate Attorneys of San Diego as an affiliate member. And now I have hundreds of people that potentially send you business. So picking the right group.
That's cool.
Yeah. And don't be afraid to think.
Well, and I think for you, it's like in our limited time, it's like what I find fascinating with you is that there's not a one-size-fits-all. But I know anybody who's ever had a mortgage, or even those of you out there, our listeners, that are thinking of buying a house, like what are maybe two or three things that you see, John, that are almost like misconceptions about home mortgages? Because I know this is your specialty, right? But what is it that you are just constantly surprised at about the mindset that are misconceptions about refinancing or purchasing a first-time home or anything? And I want our listeners to go, ooh, that's me. I want you to change their minds on some misconceptions that you see about home lending.
Well, I think the biggest thing is you are part of the most important part of the equation is you as the client. And I am constantly amazed at how many folks will come, ask for help, and then resist providing information that's critical. This business is not easy, and it is a process, and there are rules and regulations. So I don't ask for things just because I need more paper in a file, you know, or more emails in the inbox. What I'm saying is that I think you have to seriously take your role and do it in a timely fashion. I constantly tell clients the biggest hang up in getting your transaction done is you. So what I'm telling you, you have to be part of the and the most important part of the team. So know that there's going to be a process and you're going to jump through hoops. Your education, critical to that. Start way ahead of the curve. Find out what is expected of you, the rules, the regulations, and there's always a why behind the what. So be curious and ask questions. There are no dumb questions in this business. So then when we explain why, you'll go, oh, I now see why that is so important. So cooperation and self-education, both of those critical to the process.
I like that. Well, and,
the,
you know, for
by
you,
the way,
we have...
cannot, we can't wave our magic wand and make it happen on this end.
You could try, but that's a really good point. That's a really good point. I know if any of our listeners, you know, we have quite a few international listeners and national, but, you know, for those that want to raise their hand and maybe reach out to you, how would you like to be contacted?
Well, I think the two easiest ways, my direct phone line, because I answer all my own phone calls, is 760 area code 944-6555. Again, that's 760-944-6555. And either myself or my partner, Rebecca Ross, will get back to you right away. Or just email me, John B, J-O-H-N-B, at skylinehomeloans.com. And just put help or question. I'm very good about communicating back. All right.
Well, and it's such a trust thing. You know, people don't like to talk about finances. You know, I want to encourage our listeners, which are mostly professional women. It's like, you know, we've got to get smart, you know, on financial wherewithal. I mean, we need to know so many things that I still see women struggle with or just don't take care of as it relates to their financial future or their just their financial situation, right? We need to learn about finance and business and all of that and money and the management of it. So that's awesome.
Yeah,
I'm going to ask you one last question. And this one's a big one. You know, I mean, I know you can't give advice on mortgages, but, you know, it's always interesting to me when I hear the media and they'll say, like, today it's like on the national news, it's like, oh, you know, we hear there's going to be a recession, you know, they're predicting a recession next year, or now is a great time because, you know, it's the buyer time for buying a home, or, you know, it's good to sell. I mean, what advice would you leave us with as professional women and as our listeners can benefit? That should we pay attention to the media? Should we not pay attention to the media? Is it, you know, that we got to get in there and talk to mortgage lenders so we know the real scoop? Like, what would be your advice for us, you know, what to pay attention to and who to talk to when it relates to loans? I know you're going to say yourself, and that's good. I want you to do that. But what else?
Well,
like, what advice would you give us about how we pay attention or not to the media?
Well, I, as far as the media is going, I mean, anything that comes out in broadcasting, particularly in advertising, look at it with a grain of salt, because 99% of it is either slightly incorrect or just plain wrong. And remember, mm-hmm. it is advertising. And the media is all they're trying to do is stir up listenership. So they're going to say things that they don't even understand oftentimes. So when I hear, oh, I heard on the radio that such and such is happening, I go, well, yeah, it is the radio. This is a radio show. That's great. But what was the purpose of the show? To get people to listen and have paid advertisers. So that being said, take everything you hear with a grain of salt. Find a professional that you can talk in detail with, because every single transaction is different. So your deal or your cousin's deal or your kid's deal, they're all different, every one.
Well, that is our show today. That is a great way to wrap up the show. Mr. Burroughs, you are amazing as the leading man today, as I stepped in as host of your show, Financial Fitness. To our listeners, and John, thank you for your time. Thank you from our heart and soul in being such a champion of Connected Women of Influence and for all you do in support of women and their mortgage goals, whatever that may be. And to our listeners, good grief, we love your loyalty. Thank you for listening in on Mondays at 9 a.m. or Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific time. We are here every Monday and every Friday with some show, an awesome show on Women Lead Radio. And to that, I ask the challenging question. Our challenge to all of you, because we are all about women's advancement, is what are you doing to be supportive of other women? Do that. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you on the next show.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.